as the Detroit Tigers baseball broadcast returned to WSW 790, of course, for a 56th consecutive year, Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock when Dan Dickerson and Jim Price took to the air to call Detroit Tigers baseball.
Sounded good.
It was fun.
They did. And they won.
Yeah, and they won. Yeah, that's right.
They won the first game. Second game, not so much.
But it was nice to have the voices of spring on the radio.
Yes, it was.
And we look forward to more preseason games as we are able. In fact, on the WSW homepage, you'll find a Tigers box, which you can click on. It's direct information about Tigers baseball, including our preseason schedule, which there won't be another game until not this weekend, but the following weekend.
Following weekend, yeah.
But remember, in spring training, our games are always going to be tentative because if the Red Wings decide to make a schedule adjustment, or there's some Michigan basketball adjustment, or maybe tournament play.
Yeah, could be.
Could be.
Maybe Red Wings playoff.
Yeah. Hockey. Oh, my gosh.
That's possible.
So always pay attention to what's going on as far as that's concerned. But once the games begin for the 162 games of the regular season, you'll get them all on WSGW.
Yeah, what was neat about this weekend was we got to see some of these new rules and got to hear how that would impact the game. And it does seem like with this pitch clock, I mean, this is all early, of course, but the games are not lasting as long, I think, around. I saw, what was that first game, Charlie? Do you remember? Was that?
I don't recall.
That breached the three-hour mark. I don't think so.
I don't remember either.
Yeah.
But it's a hope that during the season it's going to cut maybe as much as a half hour.
That's what I've been seeing with other games, right. Right. So, which I guess makes for, I guess that's good for TV maybe. And I guess I understand they're trying to get the younger people there. But I was thinking about this, you know, these shorter games. This is going to be, think about it. There's a pitcher's duel. Some of these games with the pitch clock could last like 2 hours.
Could you get a two-hour game? Yeah. Those used to be more commonplace.
They did. They did. I wonder, though, you know, if you kind of make a trip, you know, a day trip to go see the Tigers. you know, it's one thing when you would go out there, you'd be like, all right, we'll be there for 3 hours. Nice, relaxing day. But then all of a sudden, now it's like, wow, we could be there for 2 hours and gone. I don't know. I think this will be a change for some fans.
I also read, too, where some players are already enthused who are experiencing it at the major league level because they're saying they are more focused because the pitches come quicker. They have to.
Yep.
They don't have time to maybe just kind of relax a little bit in the field. Okay, I've got another 15, 20 seconds. Like, no, we've got to be ready to go.
Right.
So
15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, right.
Sometimes it felt that way, didn't it?
It sure did sometimes.
And I don't know when that all changed. I remember I think last summer I was watching the old 1972 All-Star game? Was that at Tiger Stadium?
Yeah, 71 All-Star game.
71. And watching Mickey Lolich pitch against Roberto Clemente. And Roberto never stepped out of the batter's box. Well, they just pitched the ball. That's how they did it. They got the ball and they threw it.
Yeah.
They threw it.
You're
yeah,
right. Batter didn't step out.
No.
And do all kinds of twists and turns and adjustments and all that kind of stuff. Yeah,
I don't know when all that changed. So this will be the end. You know, but the bigger
Mark
bases
Fidrich.
Too. Yeah, yeah. That's
because we had all of the gymnastics and showmanship and all that kind of stuff that came in.
Of course, at that time, the Tigers were so poor, we didn't care.
Mark,
take as much time as you want.
We needed the entertainment.
Take as much time as you want.
It was nice, though, so to hear some baseball, and that does mean it just is a sign of spring, sort of like, you know, like you said already, with maybe some March Madness basketball. Mm-hmm. This will be the first time in many years, by the way, with Michigan State losing over the weekend, and Michigan in danger, right? Michigan might have to win out here. This would be the first time in years. I'll have to look this up, but that you won't have Michigan or Michigan State in the big dance. Years. Mm. I mean, I know Michigan State's been in it 24 straight seasons, so I don't know.
I'm not saying they wouldn't be in it this season, but they lost against Iowa.
That hurt.
That really did hurt them.
That really did.
Of course, there's always the Big Ten
there's
tournament.
There's always that. Always.
Somebody could win and advance that way, but that would be interesting to. You'd have to look that up.
I will look that up. You're right.
I'd have to look that up.
It was always just another sign of spring.
Yeah.
It was also, yeah, the Tigers getting warmed up in exhibition play, Michigan State, and March Madness basketball.
Yeah.
Speaking of being warmed up, I was just thinking the other day with this snowstorm coming in today again, I wouldn't mind reporting from Lakeland. We were looking at the weather down there. It's supposed to be in the low 80s.
Yeah.
our on-scene correspondent.
That's right.
She says she's there for the Tigers, but we know why she's really in Lakeland, Florida.
That's right. For the warm weather.
To get away from the snow.
Oh, but look at that. So it's just so boring, 80 degrees down there.
Oh, that's not boring. Come on.
Look at this. You're going to get some sunshine. Sleet, some snow, some wind. This is fun. Oh, this
sunshine,
is fun.
Warm weather.
We had sunshine yesterday.
We did. We did.
It really
it didn't
yeah.
melt the snow, though.
No.
It was a pleasant sky-wise, that's for sure. It's yeah. just now a question of exactly what's going to play out. You're hearing all the forecast possibilities and predictions.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
We're hoping it doesn't get close to what's being predicted because of the problems it could bring, although I don't think, you know, as I was saying in the weather forecasting, from the National Weather Service perspective, it's mm-hmm. not expected to be to the icing situation that caused all the problems in the southern sections of the state from last week, which is still having power
yeah.
being restored.
I still have some family members down in southeast Michigan that still don't have
really?
Power.
Really?
My
wow.
daughter finally still got don't. My daughter finally got electricity back yesterday afternoon about 5 o'clock. But wow. they were predicting, actually she had a notice from consumers that said she wouldn't have electricity back until noon today. But she finally did get it back yesterday afternoon.
I forgot to check with my sister to see because she had power out too.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But it still looks like quite a lot of around like Jackson, mm-hmm. Ann Arbor area, there's still quite a lot that yeah. are out.
So we, again, wish the folks there that are still dealing with situations, yes. and we hope that we don't have anything close to what was going on.
Well, and this is always a fun time of year, the late winter, early spring. Never know exactly yeah. what you're going to get.
Yeah. March
just
arrives
like
on
that
Wednesday,
box
folks.
Of chocolates.
But you know, to bring it back home, we've got Tigers baseball.
So
it's back.
It's spring on your radio when the Tigers play, right?